Hey, you're listening to World Cafe. I'm Talia Schlanger, and I think today's guest is about to break it big. He is magnetic. He is cool. He is Cautious Clay.
I set it off for the need. Always knew you would change like seasons.
Before he was making gorgeous honeyed R&B, Josh Carpe, who records as Cautious Clay, was working in real estate. We talk about how he knew it was time to make a change. Josh plays a bunch of instruments, including guitar and saxophone, but the first instrument he learned to play was the flute. What inspired him to pick up a flute at the age of 7?
Yeah, I really liked Aladdin.
The movie,
I really love the movie Aladdin.
Okay.
I was like, this guy's like a snake charmer, but I actually wanted to play the clarinet because, like, I saw it, like, I think, or like an oboe or whatever the guy in Aladdin was playing.
Suffice it to say, Josh was inspired to make noise at a young age. And now he plays saxophone, flute, guitar. He sings all of that. He just released a new EP last week called Table of Context. And here he is with a live performance of the song you've just been hearing. It's called Reasons. And this is Cautious Clay.
Drama in my life on purpose, cause I don't need to have purpose. Throw it all away to make ends, messing up my night to keep friends. Look, hella broke in the comments, so I don't need to have comments. So now you feel I did it all for the no. I did it all for the no good reasons. I set it all for the need. A canary on the roadside. Haters would say they can't find me. Too many people on the rider. I take another pill and I'm on a height as a blimp in a project. I don't need to be modest in how I feel. I ain't never broke, but if I'm broke, don't fix me. Cause I don't need a halfway entry. I'm going solo and I'm moving slowly. All I care is how I feel. Can't wait to be honest. What's real? Did it all for the no? Did it all for the no good reason? I set it all for the no. Did it all for the need? Yeah. Did it all for the no? Set it all for the need? Yeah. I broke it all for the no.
Live at World Cafe, Cautious Clay with Reasons. That was such a gorgeous performance. Beautiful song.
Well, thank you so much.
Welcome to the show.
It's good to be here.
We're happy to have you. You co-wrote that song with one of my favorite slept-on Canadian songwriters, Tobias Gesso Jr.
That's my guy. Love Tobias.
How did you meet him?
So he actually, I released a song called Joshua Tree. I want to say like November of 2017, actually, maybe even December. But and he actually reached out to me on email, and I didn't know who he was or what he was about, but I learned a lot very quickly. And we basically organized a writing trip out to LA, where we just started like hanging out and writing. And it was kind of that easy, to be honest with you.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. He just wrote you. That's so interesting.
Yeah.
But you had John Mayer do that too, right? Like he followed you on Instagram out of the blue.
He did. Yes.
And then you messaged him.
I direct messaged him and I was like, hey man, like, I don't know why you might have done this, but I appreciate the love. And he was like, yeah, like, let's work. And then that's literally how it happened.
And so what did you go out to LA to visit him as well?
Mm-hmm.
And what was that like?
Really trippy. Like very, I mean, I'm definitely respect the hell out of John Mayer and also know his trio work really well and like a lot of his stuff. But like, I'm glad that I wasn't like going in being like a huge like John Mayer stan, you know what I mean? Like, so that was kind of helpful and kind of getting ready myself. But like he's such an approachable dude. Like I really like him a lot and he's funny. He's also very thoughtful. And I think it was very interesting to not only work with him but get to know him a little bit, you know, and kind of like understand where he's coming from. Because I think he's definitely said some things and done some things that some people might feel like is kind of, yeah, like different. But I think in general, he certainly means well.
He's different than people think.
Exactly.
That's for sure.
For sure. Mm. For sure.
Let's talk about a couple of years ago when you sort of made the big leap to do this full time. I understand that you quit a day job.
Yeah.
What were you doing?
I was working in real estate for a company in DC, and then I moved to New York and did real estate again for more like advertising stuff for another year. So about 2 years of real estate.
What was your day to day? Was it a sort of 9-to-5 situation?
Yeah, like answering phone calls, writing down people's information about what they were looking for. It's like a sales job.
Mm-hmm. So you're living in New York. Mm-hmm. Was it hard to get by at that time?
To be honest with you, I was very like, I saved my money mm-hmm. before I did that jump because I was just like, okay, maybe this won't work. So I had to have something. But it definitely was stressful a little bit. And but the first song I released was Cold War. So it was very reactive from the beginning for some reason. So
Cold War is a really interesting take on modern dating and millennial love, I think.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about writing the song before we hear you perform it.
Yeah, so it was really kind of my thoughts and perspectives on being in a long-term relationship and knowing how those perspectives and things can change based on, you know, being obviously madly in love and then kind of growing apart and then coming back together and all the little inner workings of an experience that like that, you know? And so like a lot of the verses and things, I'm just commenting on the perspective around that and there may be like the introspection around it.
Yeah. Welcome to the days of
the broken,
shallow.
Yeah.
That's a vivid line that sticks with me.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Let's hear you play it for us here at World Cafe. All right.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yellow tinted lenses and a pink gelato. I'm falling out the window, hit me back tomorrow. We'll always be the one tough fact to follow. Cause we aiming for the stars with a point in hollow. This job selling rocks and arms. Cause they only swipe right if you flirt for follow. Welcome to the days of the broken shot. Oh, but if we just spoke,
thoughts like a broken promise. In it for the monetary growth and power. Meet a Friday at the bottom of this whiskey shower. Leave it on the table if you're out and bother. Tell me if you mean it, baby, who's the father? Stories of a land we divide and conquer. Showing me the meaning of a losing offer. But if we just spoke like we meant to, would you reference this open part of me? The minute I know the time we spent time came corrected in my anatomy. No homo.
Live at Oral Cafe, Cautious Clay. That is Cold War. That's the first single that he put out as an artist, as Cautious Clay, and coincidentally, his breakout single. The first time I heard that in the context of this interview, like when I was getting ready to talk to you, I was like, why do I know that song? And I know it from Insecure. So it played in the season 3 premiere of Issa Rae's show Insecure, which it was such a good fit too, because that show is so much about relationships and dating and like contemporary life.
Yeah. No, it was very much like the perfect use for that song, which was really awesome because we didn't know how it would end up being used, but yeah, I couldn't have been happier with that.
Yeah. Did you write that bass line too in the song? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that bass line is
dope. Thank you.
It's beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's really distinct. So you write that and then you record it, and then do you have this great band who's with you today. Mm-hmm. They sort of learn it based on what you've written and done.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's correct.
Oh, it's gorgeous. We've heard you play saxophone already here in studio, and we're going to hear you play flute as well, which I know is the instrument that you started off with. So first, which one should we talk about first? Should we talk about flute first or sax first?
Well, I started on flute.
Okay, let's talk about that. So at like 7 years old?
Yeah.
Okay, so tell me, how does a 7-year old say, like, I would like to play that instrument?
Yeah, I really liked Aladdin.
The movie?
I really loved the movie Aladdin
as
a kid, and so that was my entrance point. I was like, oh man, this guy's like a snake charmer. And I didn't even know, to be honest with you, it was a mistake, because I told my mom, I was like, Mom, like, do you think I could get the flute? And she was like, of course. But I actually wanted to play the clarinet. Cause like I saw it, like I think, or like an oboe or whatever the guy in Aladdin was playing. So I was wrong, but I ended up she was like, you're gonna play it now. So, and then I did, and that's the long story short, but
that's too funny. You're like, I want to play the snake charming instrument from Aladdin. We think it's a flute.
Yep.
That's so good. So tell me, did you have a flute teacher when you were a kid?
Yeah, I had actually an incredible flute teacher. Shout out Greg Patillo. He's an incredible flute player and creative. He was one of the first people to do the beatbox flute on YouTube.
Oh.
And he moved to New York. he was my teacher for 2 years, and then he moved to New York and then started getting like famous on YouTube. But
let's play like a little bit of Greg Patillo.
Yeah, Greg Patillo. Play his stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hang on. Here we go. Yep.
Yeah. This is it. Mario Brothers.
This is so entertaining.
Right? It's crazy.
So is he teaching you how to do this when you're a little kid?
He was not.
Okay.
He would just be like, because we had to do classical stuff like Handel and Bach and all this stuff, but then mm-hmm. he would always be like, yo, you want to learn the blues? And I was like, of course, like I'd love that. And I did hear him doing that kind of stuff. And I was like, what is that, you know? And I just think it was just really cool. It's cool to have that as like my first entrance point.
Yeah. I feel like that's where people fall off so easily as kids learning how to play music. Like they had a teacher who just wasn't as cool as Greg Patillo.
Exactly.
To make it make sense for them.
Yeah.
Cautious Clay is my guest here on World Cafe. And he's got a couple of EPs out and a brand new one called Table of Context. When did you pick up the saxophone?
So I picked up the saxophone for high school jazz band. And flute is harder than saxophone, so picking that up was way more approachable and didn't really need a teacher. It was like just kind of the mouth, getting to know like the new mouth movements. But
what makes flute harder than saxophone?
There's just more notes you have to know. There's more like fingering techniques that you have to learn. Mm. And some people really have a trouble with how you hold your mouth when you do it. It's like a bottle cap type of thing.
A bottle cap type
yeah,
thing?
Yeah, like if you blow over a bottle cap, that's basically you could play the flute.
Can you do the, yeah.
It's like this.
Can you do it on mic?
Yeah, you kind of sound weird if you don't have a flute in front of you, but.
Cautious Clay is my guest here on World Cafe, and he's got a couple of EPs out and a brand new one called Table of Context. Let's hear some flute on Call Me.
No. Only wanna hear the good news, 'cause you and I never played by the same rules. Took a look inside the pantry, close enough to know a bagel understands me more than expected. No plans at the ending, why out of my mansion if you follow my lead? No. All right, it's okay.
Cautious Clay live at World Cafe. That's Call Me. It's from his EP called Resonance. He has a brand new one called Table of Context, another one called Blood Type. A lot of EP action.
Yeah, I like to put out little ideas and like little moods and just, yeah, feels right.
What was the music that was playing in your house when you were a kid?
It was a lot of different stuff. Barry White, Delphonics, Joni Mitchell, Nick Drake, John Coltrane, Miles Davis, Herbie. A lot of, like, and then I just found my own stuff too. So I was really into, like, Little Bow Wow and Creed and Jet and
nice.
Like a bunch of, like, pop punk stuff, but then also a bunch of hip hop, like Busta Rhymes and Wyclef. Yeah.
I feel like Busta Rhymes would have loved your beatboxing pan flute or beatboxing flute teacher.
Yeah, you could have sampled him.
Right?
That would have been sick.
I would love to.
God, I would love to hear that. Mashup. Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah. You've said that your mom was a huge influence to you on you growing up.
Yeah.
Can you tell me a little bit about her?
Yeah. I mean, she's just one of the most incredible people I know. So selfless, but also so ambitious at the same time. So I feel like I've always tried to be that way.
Mm.
And, you know, she was a lawyer. She was successful in that. And then she did a career switch when she was, you know, 59. She, like, just quit being a lawyer and retired, but then took a new job at a nonprofit and moved to a whole new city and, like, met a whole bunch of new people. You know, I mean, her husband is there, which is a good part, but... she's just a very beautiful soul, so I feel like she's very much influenced how I try to live my life.
Well, even a career change at any point,
yeah.
Like sort of runs the family.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. Did she raise you on her own?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was me and my mom.
So you have one more song for us to perform live, and you're going to do this one by yourself on guitar.
Yeah.
And something that people can't see on the radio is the way that you play the guitar. So you're left-handed.
Yeah.
But rather than playing a left-handed guitar, you've flipped
a right-handed guitar
over. Yeah. So the shapes that you're making with your right hand when you're making the chords mm-hmm. are opposite or inverted.
Yeah, they're just kind of inverted. I think. I don't know. I just found a way to make it work. It's like not totally foolproof. So.
And I imagine it opens up a different realm of creativity too.
Yeah, the limitations actually do.
Yeah.
I can't always do anything like a, you know, a savant type guitar player, but I kind of have these limitations that keep my ideas kind of foolproof, I guess.
And a sound that's your own. Like there's a singularity to, you know, even if it's not conscious or able to be articulated in a musical way, like there's something about feel of having your own way that you play your own instrument that nobody else does.
Totally.
Yeah. So we're going to hear you play the guitar on this last song. It's called Something for Nothing from your new EP, Table of Context.
Yeah.
And it's I love the simplicity, too, of just these three. It's just three chords that repeats again and again, huh?
That's it.
Anything else you want to tell us about the song before we hear it?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like this is a very personal song as well. And a lot of what I'm kind of just touching on is just like the emotions that I feel like are present when you're with someone that like makes you feel some type of way. Maybe it's not a good way, maybe it's not a bad way, but it's you feel something. So that's kind of all I have to say.
Something for nothing. Couldn't pay the interest, but way at the function. Needed good resistance, thinking of diving. Maybe it might sit right back where we started. But I know how to make you fuss. Just wanted to make you blush. You're blushing, you're soaking up all my trust. No, knowing that we got lost, lost, lost. Growing devotion in the waters tasteless. Can tell that you're rushing, knowing time is endless. You're
doing me honest. Straight as a promise, right back where we started. But I know when I make you fuss. Just wanted to make you blush. You're blushing, soaking up all my trust. No, knowing that we got lost. Break down enough, no patience. Low light to what you're waiting on. Make haste to let you go. Go along. Break down enough, no patience. Low light to what you're waiting on. Make haste to this, I owe you one. But I know when to make you fuss. Yeah. Just wanted to make you blush. No. You're soaking up all my trust. Yeah. Knowing that we got lost. Yeah, knowing that we got lost.
That's Cautious Clay with a gorgeous new song called Something for Nothing. Cautious, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. You're listening to The World Cafe.